Well, today is not Bhagavatam recitation. Okay, is it ringing? Okay. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. You're all Gaur Bhakta vrindas. You're all Gaur Bhaktas? Yes, no? So, excuse me. Some window is open, right? Of course, you need it, but I don't know whether I can digest it. So, what will happen to you? So we are not doing a verse on the board. It's okay. I was given that choice, and it's a bit little technical verse. So I thought not to get into technicalities. I leave this up to the next speaker next Sunday. And do something else or talk about something else. But then there were so many choices. I don't know what to choose, or something, more than something. Well, there's also Jagannath Rath Yatra is coming up. Yeah? You know? Remember? Yeah, last night they allowed me to see Jagannath. He's not keeping well these days. So on the altar of Jagannath at Bhaktivedanta Manor, there are "Get well, Jagannath, get well soon, get well." There's so many well-wishing messages. So, so he's being looked after very nicely. No visitors. His Lord is doing bed rest. A special diet. Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath. And when his gets fully recovered within a week's time, a week from today, then he'll be ready to travel. He will be riding on the chariot. And devotees will bring him to Vrindavan Vrindavan Dham ki. Devotees of Vrindavan. Hari Hari. Well, that happens. Or they at least attempted that in Kurukshetra. But this time as we see him, we'll not let him go back to Dwarka. But we'll bring him to Vrindavan Dham ki. This was their determination and sankalp this time. And if need be, we'll drag him. Somehow bring him. So he may be seated on the chariot. That's fine. And sure, there'll be horses pulling his chariot. But we'll get rid of those horses. We'll become the horses. Whatever. And donkeys. Whatever we could be. To pull that chariot, bring Lord to Vrindavan Dham again. Hari Hari. But that did not work out, as you know. And once again, maybe it was third time, he promised again, yes, no, I'll be back, I will come. Not now. I can't come now. There's some more unfinished business in Dwarka. I have a few more demons to kill, which are on my hit list. As soon as that is done, I'll be back home. I'll be back with you. Well, then Brajavasis had no choice. Well, let him go. Hare Hare. Hare. I don't know what I'm talking. I meant to talk something else, but now. So Lord goes back to Dwarka again. And then there was a Danta Bhaktra. Let me just finish this thought. A demon. The two of them, Jai Vijay, they had making their appearances in different ages. Ravana and Kumbhakarna, like that. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So they had appeared as Danta Bhaktra and Shishupal. So when Shishupal was killed in Hastinapur, and that news reached Danta Bhaktra, who is to stay in Braj, not far from Mathura, a the place which is now known as Datiha, Datiha. Kha means to kill. And Datiha, Danta, Vaktra. His teeth were kind of crooked or something, sticking out. Danta, Vaktra. Hence the name Danta. Danta means teeth. Danta, Vaktra. Vaktra means mouth. So when he heard the news that Shishupal has been killed, he became furious. And he wanted to kill the killer of Shishupal. That is Dwarkadhis Sri Krishna. Okay. You are saying Jai, but he wanted to kill him. So he became so angry, this Dantavaktra. And because of anger, or anger made him blind, called Krodhandha. Krodha made him blind. Well, not only Krodha, then one could be Lobhandha, Kamandha, Dhanandha, Kam, Krodha, Lobha, all these enemies. They could make one blind. One is greedy and is that greediness makes him blind. Can't see things as they are. He can't realize who they are and like that. So because of his anger, this person became blind. I mean, he had eyes, not that he lost his eyes. But there's another kind of eyesight, this is spiritual eyesight. Spiritual vision he lost. He did not lose the eyes, those eyes were there. Okay, so as he became blind, he lost the sense of direction. He knew that those days Lord was residing in Dwarka. Okay, from Vrindavan, Dwarka is southwest. Southwest. But he lost his sense of direction. And instead of going in the right direction, he was just going round and round and going nowhere as a result. Then Narad Muni comes. Narayana, Narayana, Haribhava. Who is here? If you hear someone chanting Narayana, Narayana, you should understand. Narad Muni is around. So he lands, Narad Muni lands. He goes by airways. He doesn't have to walk. And, he's now with Danta Bhaktra and says, "May I help you, sir?" And says, "Yes, yes. I'm going to kill that Krishna. I'm going to kill him." "Oh, you want to kill him? But I don't know how to get there, or and I lost the direct sense of direction." And so Narad Muni says, "I could make your job easy. You don't have to go there. I will go. and tell Sri Krishna that please come to Datiha Gram. Such and such person, Dantavakra, wants to kill you. Please go. Make killing you easy for him. He wants to kill you. I could deliver this message to Sri Krishna. I'm sure he'll be very happy. Jai Radha Gokulananda ki Lord Premanande. It is their story. This is all Radha Gokulananda pastimes also. So then, as Narada Muni delivered the message, and Lord was very eager to go to Vrindavan. Well, initially this was the purpose. That someone wants to kill him. Okay, I will go. Let him give a try. Let's see whether it works. It didn't work. Never ever before, but maybe another try. So then Sri Krishna comes. Dwarkadhishaki. And then, okay, let's make the shorter. And then he kills Dantavakra. Very well. So said demigods, Haribo. They had assembled. Because this was a big demon. Dantavakra was a big one. And he was killed. And demigods were delighted, relieved. And so they always do that. They express their joy. Well, first of all, they come and witness such killings. And then they offer prayers. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Stunvanti Divyaistavai. All that. Brahma Varuna Indra Rudra Marutas, etc. They all come. They offer their prayers. Thank you. They said, thank you, Lord, for killing him. And they shower flowers, and the apsaras dance, and gandharvas sing, and so many instruments, kettle drums, and are played. Quite a celebration. And every time demon is killed, demigods are there to celebrate. So they were there. So from there, Lord goes to Vishram Ghat. And he is immersion. All the weapons he had been carrying and which he had been utilizing to kill the demons. He throws them. Well, respectfully, that helped him to kill. So, in Jamuna, all the weapons are. Now the Vinashaya Jaduskritam part is over. Paritranaya Sadhunam, now he could do more, especially Vrindavan part. Demons, all demons have been killed that he wished to kill. And Then Lord heads up towards Vrindavan. Lord is seated in the chariot. And he blows his conch shell called Panchajanya. And from Vrindavan to Mathura to Vrindavan, he's traveling very swiftly. He's very eager to go back to Vrindavan, and he's blowing conch shell, signaling or letting Brajavasis know, I'm returning, I'm here. So when Brajavasis heard the Panchajanya Kaushal being played or blown by the Lord, immediately they could make the distinction and understand, this is counsel of none other than our Sri Krishna. Oh. And they were very happy to hear. And that sounding of the counsel was getting closer and closer, the source of that. And finally, he was there. And all the Brajavasis, all see what had happened. Those Brajavasis, they had gone to Kurukshetra. Yes, they did go to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. But he did not come to Vrindavan that time. So residents of Vrindavan, they returned, poor Brajavasis, they returned to Vrindavan. But they did not quite go to their respective homes. They were waiting for Lord at the entrance of Braj, hoping that he said so, that he is kind of this time for sure going to come back. So the promise is a promise. It's more than a gentleman. So for sure he's going to be returning. And when he returns, we want to be there to greet him. We don't want to be busy with our household, whatever, affairs and cowherding and this and that. We want to be there when he arrives, when he returns. So, Brajavasis, they all started shouting, saying, Ayore, 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 Ayore. They're jumping. Ayore meaning? He has come. He is here. He has come. Agayare, agay, 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 ayore, ayore, ayore. Krishna is here, Krishna is here, Krishna is here, Krishna is here. So excited. Yeah. So I think we could stop here. I mean, not the class, but yeah, we could also, yes. turn to what I wanted. Earlier I had thought of speaking or in fact reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is Radha Shakti. Coming. Yeah, Krishna. This is now Krishna Chaitanya coming to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed love for Vrindavan like anything. So much love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had for Vrindavan, Dham, Ki. And he was always very eager to return to Vrindavan. Okay, I mean, he was initiated in Gaya by Ishwarpuri. Ishwarpuri gave him a mantra. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting the mantra, this was it. You know, he had a full realization, mantra revealed its glories and mystery and he revived his... It's difficult to say it. Maybe not right to say it. Dormant love for the Lord. He had never lost that love for... It was not subdued or covered or... We could also say, because he's playing a role of a devotee and he's even taking initiation and chanting mantra to develop love for the Lord, cultivate his Krishna consciousness by chanting the mantra. So as soon as he chanted mantra, in no time, he was fully realized. And one thing happened to him was, in fact, he starts running to Vrindavan. His Lord resides there eternally. He immediately wanted to Vrindavan Dham Ki! And he starts running. Hey, where to? Vrindavan. Then he had to be pacified. No. Well, not now. Hold on. And then he was brought back to Navadvip instead. And then eventually when Lord took sannyas in Katwa, as soon as he underwent this ceremony, sannyas, meaning renouncing everything, and he's a free bird. He's liberated now, free to travel, free to... And then the first thing that he wanted to do was go to Vrindavan. Soon after that sannyas ceremony, he was on the way to Vrindavan. Which way is Vrindavan? Which way? Nityananda Prabhu was with him, and then he did not want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan. Not right away, at least not that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking, there were cowherd boys, or boys herding cows. They were not Vrijabasi cowherd boys, they were just herding cows. So Nityananda Prabhu had gone ahead of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told those cowherding boys, oh, Sannyasi is very soon he would be here, and for sure he's going to ask you for direction, way to Vrindavan. But please tell him to go this way, and not that way, please tell him. Go on towards Ganga, go to Jamuna, or by there, on the banks of Jamuna you should travel. Banks of Ganga, let's say Ganga. So that is what happened. Which way is Vrindavan? Does someone know? Where is Vrindavan? And those coward boys, Maharaj, Swami Maharaj. It is this way, it's this way, it's this way. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended up on the banks of Jamuna. And Nityananda Prabhu was already there. Where do you want to go? Nityananda Prabhu is asking. To Vrindavan. Oh, you want to go to Vrindavan? Look! This is Jamuna. Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, look, this is Jamuna here. And when Mahaprabhu heard, so these are spiritual emotions, just by hearing, and so Nityananda Prabhu had pointed out, here is Jamuna. Mahaprabhu immediately, Jamuna Maya Ki! And then he threw himself into Jamuna. And he was chanting prayers to Jamuna and swimming the holy dip. And then he had seen, I had to go faster than this. His Advaita Acharya sitting in the boat. And then Mahaprabhu is wondering, what? Advaita Acharya? You in Vrindavan? How come you are here? So soon, Mahaprabhu realized that he was not in Vrindavan. He was very close to Shantipur, Advaita Acharya's hometown. And this was all the whole orchestra, the whole pre-planned by Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. They wanted Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, I should have said, because you just received the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Take this done. So, (clears throat) Yes, yeah, so those Prabhus, Advaita Acharya, Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet Sachi Mata. And they had already sent, I think, Chandrasekhar to Mayapur. Bring Sachi Mata. Go, bring her. So that is what happened then. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives in Shantipur. Hare Krishna. And then meeting takes place between Sachi Mata and Sri Krishna Chaitanya. But for Sachi Mata, he is not Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He is Nimai. Nimai. This name was very dear to Sachi Mata. She always addressed. He was Nimai. So it was a great meeting. Great reunion. Family reunion. Mother and son met. Well, we only say they met, finished. But a lot of things are happening. A lot of emotions, feelings. And also Mahaprabhu has stayed there. And then the whole Navadvip comes there also when they got the news of Mahaprabhu is now, right, he's now, you know, he's in Shantipur. Sri Shantipur, all the residents of Navadvip and his devotees in that part of the world, they all rushed to Shantipur, destination. From all directions, they were coming to Shantipur. Large crowds gathered. And then Mahaprabhu spends. Sachi Mata takes charge of the kitchen. She is cooking for her Nimai. And there are kirtans. Every day or every evening. And Mahaprabhu is dancing like that he never danced before. And it's called Udanda Nritya. Flying in the sky. Ajanu Lambida Bhujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanaikapitaro Kamalayataksho Vishvambharo Dvijavaro Yugadharmapalo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. So that Karunavatar. Avatar full of Karuna. Karunaya avatirnaha kalau. So he is Sajana Lambita Bhujo. Lord with long arms. Long arms. Sajanu. Ajanu. Ah means up to. Paryanta. Ah means up to. Janu means his knees are called Janu. Ajanu. Lambita, lamba, lamba means long. Like that, pralamba, it's a long demon, pralamba, lamba, lamba. So, ajanu lambita bhujo. There are two bhujas, a bhujo, long-armed lord. And he himself was, to begin with, was very tall in size. Panchatattva in Mayapur, you have seen? How many of you have seen Panchatattva? Many. But not all. So that size, that's a life size. That deity of Chaitanya in the middle is a life size. That's the size. Not that Hare Krishna is just added few kilos of Ashtadhatu or some material funded by American funds or European English funds. There's no shortage of funds in ISKCON. In India they think like this. So that's not the idea. The actual size, life size, Mahaprabhu is tall, and then his arms are long, and on top of that, he would also fly in the sky, making it easy darshan. There's a large crowd, hundreds and thousands of Navadvip Vasis, Mayapur Vasis have assembled, or Shantipur Vasis have assembled. So if he was the same size, they would find it very hard to... Where is he? Which one is he? In the crowd. The Lord made it easy by making his size extra tall, and his arms are long, and he's jumping high in the sky. Okay, take darshan, here it goes. He's flying in the sky. So Mahaprabhu, for the first time, he was... Now your sannyasi renounced his three. No stress, no strain, no pressures, no. Yes. Hari Hari. Gauranga. 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 So he would fly and go high, and then he would lose his external consciousness. And from a height up there, he would fall. Great fall. Like a crashed. And Sachi Mata was witnessing that when Nimai came down, crashing, landed there. For Sachi Mata, it was a heartbreaking experience. She's thinking, my Nimai is getting hurt. This floor is hard and there are no bed of roses. Heart floor. And then she prays to Bhumi, Prithvi, Mother Earth, my dear Mother Earth. Whenever my name I, during kirtans, would come down, fall down, like the way I'm seeing, you please make sure it's not hurt. You lift him or you take him in your lap. So during that stay in Shantipur, Sachi Mata and her Nimai, and Sachi Mata had found out that her Nimai is on the way to Vrindavan. Then Sachi Mata makes a very special appeal to her son. No. Vrindavan? Oh, that's very far. Just stay in Vrindavan. No. Stay in Jagannath Puri. Why don't you stay in Jagannath Puri? It's close. We'll get to hear some news, or maybe sometimes meeting is possible because you're not very far. And that was it. Tathastu, Mother, so be it. I will stay in Jagannath Puri. Dhamaki. And then Mahaprabhu left for it. They tried to keep him longer, and he did stay longer. So with a small group of devotees, they go to Jagannath Puri. Many pastimes on the way. Yeah, 9 o'clock, right? I was told. There was Ramana on the way, Shirchar Gopinath. Ki? Madhavendra Puri. Ki? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had personally, with a small group of devotees they traveled with, then Mahaprabhu had taken microphone and he had spoken, addressed the glories of Madhavendra Puri and the pastimes of Gopinath. He was Gopinath and then he became Kshirchor Gopinath. Initially he was just Gopinath. But for sake of Madhavendra Puri, Gopinath became Kshirchor. He stole Kshir for Madhavendra Puri. Hari, Hari. It's a great story, great pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. Then they go, they are on the way to Jagannath Puri. They go to Cuttack and then they spend the night there. And Nityananda Prabhu, he became the speaker. And he spoke about Sakshi Gopal, pastimes of Lord when he became witness Gopal. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are proceeding towards Jagannath Puri. And on the way, there is always chanting and dancing that goes on. Mahaprabhu never walks. Mahaprabhu never walks. What does he do? Only dances. Yeah, you liked it? He's always ecstatic and excited. His feet, they begin dancing. So singing and dancing, and they are close to Jagannath Puri. And then there is a, what? Dandabhanga Leela takes place. He was sannyasi, just few weeks old sannyas, initiation only few weeks. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given, take care of my danda, I'm just now coming. And while Mahaprabhu was away, Nityananda Prabhu, he just broke his danda. Throw into the river. You and sannyas, you don't have to do this. You don't have to follow this varnashram. You are transcendental to all this stuff. Then Mahaprabhu was very angry. You broke my dant. I'm disappointed with you. Lord is expressing. He's happy within with Nityananda Prabhu's act. But externally, he's also expressing his anger. I have nothing to do with you. Either you go ahead of me, or I will go ahead. So they chose to remain behind, and Mahaprabhu by himself now proceeding towards Jagannath Puri. And now they're not very far. They have come to the place called Atara Nala. That is still there. There's a bridge with 18, what do you say? The spans, or you know, the pillars supporting. 1, 2, 3. The decorative arch, but then on the top of that, the bridge is. So that's called Atara Nala, a big landmark in the vicinity of Jagannath Puri. So from there, well, now, not now, but we're talking 500 years ago, Jagannath Puri temple, visible. the flag on the top and chakra. So when Mahaprabhu saw that, then he really speeding, started running faster. Hari Hari. And then finally Mahaprabhu arrives in the temple. And when he took darshan for first time, he could only or barely say, he only said, Jaja, Gaga. He was not able to even say the name, full name of Jagannath. We say nothing much happens to us. But he only said half name, or just few syllables, he was not able to move forward. And then his voice choked up and he's gone inside and begins rolling on the temple floor. Jagannath Swami ki. So, and then in, I just want to say this, that in future darshans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as they had noticed what happens when he is allowed to go kind of closer to the deity, Jagannath deity, then he's finished, he's out of control, out of, he's off externally. So they would keep him, make him stand all the way in the back of the temple hall, from where he could see Jagannath from a little bigger distance. In fact, they would make him stand near Garuda's thumb, the pillar, and the Garuda is on the top. So Mahaprabhu would hold the pillar. And as he held the pillar, pillar melted. Pashupaki jure pashana vidare shani jara gunagatha. The rocks would melt. And a lot of things would happen. Shuni jara guna gatha. By hearing his guna and gatha of Mahaprabhu, or by his touch, or by hearing, it would melt. So I was in Jagannath Puri recently, and for the first time, I think maybe I should not ask. I was also recently, but then I was there before, and many times. But one of my recent visit, I found out we had a guide, Panda. And he was explaining different things in inside and around Jagannath Puri temple. So we went in for darshan. He made me stand next to the pillar at Garuda Stam. Garuda Stam was to my left side. And this panda, he held my hand and placed my fingers in the same slot. You feel some hole or some slot here? He asked me. I said, yes, yes. And he said, this is where or when Mahaprabhu touched the pillar. The pillar melted, leaving those marks behind. So he asked me to stand like that, and he said, and then Mahaprabhu take darshan from here, take darshan of Jagannath. So, was quite a thrilling experience to stand in the same spot where Mahaprabhu stood, and then the hand position, well, similar to Mahaprabhu's, and same location, fingers touching, and then trying to look at or take darshan of Jagannath Swami Ki. Was quite a darshan. But, you know, this darshan, there's a difference between darshan and darshan. Difference between Mahaprabhu taking darshan and us taking darshan, or me taking darshan. Taking darshan, right? So taking darshan. But unless it is given, you cannot take. There's a transaction here. Giving and taking. Unless it is given, darshan is given, we cannot take darshan. So Lord does not give the same amount of darshan to everybody. He gives more or less darshan to each person. More or less depends on drishti or the vision or devotion or emotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsava Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Vrindavan Dham Ki, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande. Thank you.